Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. It's Ken Kreitzer with another edition of Army West Point Football Talk by Sons of the American Legion Radio. And boy, did we have a good start to the season Friday night down in Philadelphia as the Black Knights pulled off what by every estimation was an upset. They were pretty confident going in. But I'm sure that the Temple folks, talking to their coach after, were pretty disappointed by the outcome. But a great performance by Army. They looked mature. They looked cohesive. They looked like they had depth at every position. And they really did well. So it was fun to be down there. Now, I want to mention that we have a couple of sponsors that are helping us out, and one is Pro Travel. Our friends based right in Harrison, New York, and our contact there, our friend is Marlene Follett. And if you would like help on getting to a Black Knights road game, or if you need hotel or car rental reservations in New York for a home game, and we know it's tight getting into hotels around near the West Point campus. Many people stay in Rockland or in Westchester. Marlene can help. And Marlene's phone number is 914-992-5537. And also a mobile, 914-329-8580. So if you need help with travel to get to a Black Knights football game or any other event or another event, you're coming in for one of the home weekends, you're coming in for the Rice game, and you need hotel reservations, Marlene knows all the hotels in Westchester and in Rockland that may be able to accommodate you. So, again, we'll have phone number on the page and also be on our page, West Point Football Report on Facebook. So, hope you're going to be coming in for the Rice game, because all of a sudden that is a big game for Army. They have a chance to go 2-0 on the season, and before they go on this long month-long road trip, your only chance to see Black Knights until October at Mikey Stadium. Should be a very good game. Rice struggled in their game at Western Kentucky. When I was looking at it, it was 30-7 in the second quarter. And Western Kentucky, I mean, we know it's a good team. We saw them handle Army a couple of years ago. And they've had some very fine football teams. But this is an opportunity. Army has now got a team that is much better than people expected. And, you know, we've been watching them. We were at the scrimmages. I feel like a veteran. I was at the scrimmage when it was 128 degrees for the second scrimmage of the year on the field turf at Mikey Stadium. I kid you not. That's what they said the temperature was. In fact, we thought it was 127, but they said, no, it was 128. And then even the last week it was 105. Our video recorders wouldn't work in the post game because of the heat. We missed an interview with Bryce Holland, the center, who played so well against Temple on Friday night. So, again, if you want more information, and we have a lot of video from the game, and we've got the post-game interviews of the players and the coaches, just go to our Facebook page, West Point Football Report, and there is a lot there. We actually have some more to add. I want to add a little bit more about the game, but you can follow us. We'll have more going into next week. We'll have a preview of the Rice game on video. We'll be up talking to Coach Munkin and a couple of players during the week. We'll also have some other interviews and interesting information about what's happening at the United States Military Academy. So, again, if you'd like to call in, if you are listening into our show tonight, and we appreciate that, the call in line is 347-826-7155. And just going into the game, you know, we looked at, you know, you kind of look at the depth charts for these teams, and Temple had a really big size advantage going in to the game. Their offensive line averaged well over 300 pounds per player. The two tackles were coming in at 320 a player. And that is very challenging for a team like Army, who has limited size and, you know, really put a premium on the play of the nose tackles for Army. So, but they, you know, Army really bottled up the Temple offense, made big plays. Let's kind of go through the game for a second. And it started the first, you know, the first drive of the game by Temple came ended up with an Army. It was stopped. It looked like Temple was going to run right through Army in the first drive of the game, but Army was able to stop the drive with an interception. Really a big play, intercepted by Marcus Hyatt, and that was off a deflection. He ran the ball. That was at the Army 16. He ran it to the 26 and started a drive, which really was a play that changed the tempo of the game. It looked like the game started out the way Temple wanted it to. Their outstanding quarterback, Philip Walker, was completing passes. Their running back, Armstead, ran for 6 yards, 11 yards, 6 yards. They had a false start penalty, and then on second and 12 from the Army 28, they got the pass interception by Marcus Hyatt, and I believe that was off an off a deflection. I think I'm going to finally be able to go look at the tape tonight and study that play a little bit more. So then Army gets the ball back, and they went at 14 plays. They didn't score, but they held the ball for 6 minutes, 34 seconds, and Andy Davidson really had some, you know, got a nice run for 8 yards and 4 yards, and Ahmad Bradshaw passed to Joe Walker and complete. Edgar got a pass completion to Edgar Poe. I think that's the only pass completion of the day. And Andy Davidson, Ahmad Bradshaw ran for 9. Davidson ran. Darrell Wolfolk got in the game, the freshman. Got a couple of runs, and Ahmad ran 7 yards out of the Temple 12. And it looked like Army might score. Wolfolk on first down at 2 yards. And then Ahmad Bradshaw trying to pass was sacked, and a loss of 7, which really hurt the drive. And then they had a pass incomplete. They tried a field goal. Mitchell Howard from 34 yards missed, wide left. So still no score. And then third drive, only 3 drives, 3 possessions in the first quarter. Temple took the ball to 20 after the missed field goal and drove it up field. Philip Walker pass completion to Colin Thompson for 32 yards. And that was the biggest play, probably the biggest pass play of the game. That got the ball down to the Army 18, and Armstead ran for 9 yards down to the Army 9, and that was the end of the first quarter. Going into the second, people ran a couple plays. Nick Sharga, 3 yards, and then Armstead ran 6 yards for a Temple touchdown just 28 seconds into the second quarter. Austin Jones, point after touchdown, and Temple led 7-0, 8 plays, 80 yards, just under 4 minutes. So, but Army came back and answered. Army took the ball to the 25-yard line, pass completion, Edgar Poe. Jordan Asbury ran 11 yards to the 36. Darrell Wolfolk, 7 yards, 2 plays in a row. And then Christian Drake ran 3 yards. A lot of running backs. Elijah St. Hilaire got in the air, got in the game, ran for 6 yards. Darrell Wolfolk cut 3 runs in a row, 2, 10, and 6. He got first down, and then second and 4, Davidson ran for 14 yards down the Temple 9. Bradshaw ran 4 yards on first and goal. Now, this is where Army had took a penalty. Justin Gilbert, 5 yards, and brought the ball back to the Temple 10. And then Ahmad Bradshaw had a nifty run for 10 yards for the touchdown, again asserting himself, gaining confidence, and scoring the touchdown for the Black Knights. And so they did 12 plays, 75 yards, 5 minutes, and 40 seconds. Again, if you'd like to call in, our number is 1-347-826-7155. And we'll have more Army football summaries of the game. Talk about some of the other games. Navy and Air Force both won yesterday. So we're in the second quarter, and Temple gets the ball back, and they run down to the Army 40, but on fourth and six, they are actually it was a big. There was a sack on first and 10 at the Army 44-yard line. By Alex Aukerman, a big play. We talked to Alex over the August training period, and he showed speed in rushing the quarterback. Sometimes he gets a little bit lost. He doesn't have the notoriety some of the other Army second-row players do. Then for second and 17, and then Walker's pass incomplete, and another on third and 17, Philip Walker completed a pass for 11 yards to the Army 40, but it was insufficient. It was 6 yards short, fourth and six, so they punt. And that's so important that the Army forced a punt on that possession and took over the ball. And this time Army really had a tough series. Chris Carter came in. We still have to figure out the reason why Chris Carter came in. Could have been an equipment issue for Bradshaw after he had scored the touchdown on the prior drive. But really couldn't move the ball, but it was probably good for him to get a series in. Went 4 yards. He did a pass completion to Jordan Asbury, just 4 yards, ran for two himself. And then they had some confusion, so they called a timeout, and Chris Carter ran for 1 yard to the Army 16. So they kept it a pretty conservative offense. And Nick Schrage did his first punt of the year. Unfortunately, it was a disaster. And I got to look at the film again to see why Sheriff Finch of Temple was able to block that punt. But he came right up the middle and was able to block it. And then the stats said the Temples led the NCAA in numbers of punts blocked last year. They said they had 5 punts blocked. So they're pretty good at it. So, that put Army in the bind as Temple took over at the Army 23. But the Army defense really made a good effort at this point. Key series of plays. And Olmstead ran for 1 yard. Philip Walker passed incomplete. And that was an important incompletion because it looked like it was on the near sideline. And it looked like the receiver had caught it. But it was one of those plays where he's outstretched and he's trying to catch the ball and keep his hands between the ball and the turf. And it didn't quite, and they did a review on the play, and on the review it was overturned. So big break for Army there on that call. Next play, it's 3rd and 11. So they would have had a first down, a first and goal, but instead they have a 3rd and 11 at the 24. And Walker's pass, and Temple goes for a field goal of 41 yards by Austin Jones, and that made it 10-7 Temple in the second quarter. So the next drive, Army went down the field. Wolfolk ran first down. Jordan Ashbury had a nifty run for 12 yards. And I'm pretty sure that was on a pitch play. Because Jordan Asbury made some good plays for big yardage, handling the pitch from Ahmad Bradshaw. And then Wolfolk ran for two, and because they got a first down. They won first down. Then Army had a false start penalty on Jeff Ejekum, the wide receiver, 4 yards, the Army 42. And so Army had 2nd and 16. And Ahmad Bradshaw had a 6-yard loss. And there was also a fumble on the play. you know, it was right in front of us. I mean, as much as you can be in front of when you're up in the third level press box. But you could see the ball dropped, you know, was stripped from Ahmad's hands by Sharif Finch. Same guy blocked the punt. Good player. And but Ahmad was able to fall on the ball. Fortunately, the ball just fell to the ground just below where he was being tackled, and he was able to grab it and hold on. So another big break for Army. That's the kind of break that would have happened last year. Last year, the ball would have bounced away, and the defensive player would have picked it up and ran for a touchdown. But good things are happening for Army so far this season. So that was gave them a that made it 3rd and 23, and Jordan Asbury had a good run, 15 yards to the 50, and but it was still short on the first down. And so Schrage got his second punt opportunity. Got this one off 35 yards to the Temple 15. And so on Army again trailing 10-7 punts, but Temple takes the ball deep in their own territory at their own 15-yard line. And a couple of plays, not much. Phillip Walker was sacked by Ken Brinson on 2nd and 6, and Army called timeout to see if they get the ball back before the end of the half. But Temple ran for 1 yard to the seven, up to their 17. Army took another timeout. Walker did a completion, and that was the end of the first half. So at the end of the first half, I think any Army fan would have taken a 10-7 deficit as a pretty good start on the season, but really it was only a start of what we would see going forward. But when you look at the first half, Army had the ball for 9 minutes, 12 seconds, just what the coach wanted to do. And they were able to rush for 107 yards, 18 for 107. So they're getting pretty close. It's over 5 yards a carry, 5.5, pretty close to. And they got 2 penalties for 9 yards. Temple only ran for 17 and only threw for 31, which is really a surprise given the expectation of Phillip Walker. So going over a few more first half stats, total offensive plays, Army had 20 plays, Temple had 15. But 111 yards versus 48. And Jordan Asbury, 38 yards. Two Army runners, Darrell Wolfolk and Jordan Asbury, both had 38 yards for the Black Knights. And what an impressive newcomer Wolfolk has been for Army, a sophomore. He's actually a sophomore from Enwell, New York, Maine Enwell. And you know, it's interesting. You know, you think of him as a freshman because we didn't really know him last year. And he went to the prep school. So this is his third year at West Point, the prep school year and then a freshman year. So, you know, he's been around 5'9", and he is 5'9", 220 pounds. So he brings some size, strong young man. I'm looking forward to meeting him. Let's see if we can meet him at practice this week. So anyway, 10-7, Army is trailing. Looking at the tackles, in the first half, Brinson won, Timp won, Gibby Gibson won, Ackerman won, and Ackerman and Brinson both had sacks in that. And so moving on to a very interesting third quarter for Army fans. Army took over. They had elected to kick to start the game. And so they took the ball to start the second half. And first play from scrimmage from the Army 23, Tyler Campbell ran for 10 yards. And then for first down, Ahmad Bradshaw ran 2 yards. Ran it 3 times, rowed 6 yards and 8 yards. So he had a converted on 3rd and 2 with that 8-yard run. And then Chris Carter came in at this point. I missed this in the game that Chris had come in to play, the now sophomore from California. Ahmad Bradshaw is from Illinois. And he came in, threw one pass incomplete to Edgar Poe. And then Army kept running the ball. Andy Davidson ran for 4. Army had a timeout. And Jordan Asbury had another one of his big runs for 11 yards, ran out of bounds. That took the ball to the Temple 21. So Army is driving, and then Andy Davidson ran for 7. Ahmad Bradshaw came in and ran on 2nd and 3. He ran for 2 yards. And then a key 3rd and 1 at the Temple 12. Ahmad ran for 1 yard, and he gets the first down. And that was a key play. We have a video of that one, actually, if you go to West Point Football Report. And Andy Davidson ran for 1 yard, and this gave Army a 1st and 10 at the 11. Davidson ran for 7, then he ran for 1. And so Army had a 3rd and 2. And from the Temple 3-yard line, Andy Davidson runs 3 yards for his first collegiate touchdown. And they converted a linebacker, scores for Army to put Army ahead. And then Mitchell Howard kicks a point after touchdowns. Army takes the lead 14-10. And after a 12-play, 77-yard drive and taking 6 minutes, 42 seconds off the clock. So Howard showed his leg again, kicking off 65 yards into the end zone. So Temple came up, and another important drive, because now Temple realizes that they're in a game and they're down 4 points, and Army's gaining some confidence now. So they take the ball. They run for no gain to on first down, completion for 14 yards to the Temple 39 first down. Then Olmstead runs for 16 yards to the Army 45. So 3 plays, and Temple's over midfield. Penalty, move the ball back to the 50-yard line, and then Armstead ran for a loss of 1 yard on a tackle by Alex Aukerman. Walker pass completed to got a pass completion for 18 yards to the Army 33 and a first down. Then a couple of runs by Armstead gave Temple 3rd and 1, and a 2-yard run by Nick Sharga gave Temple the first down at the Army 22. And Armstead ran again. A couple of incomplete passes on 2nd and 3rd down were key. And but a holding penalty on Marcus Hyatt gave Temple a 1st down at the Army 10. And the Army defense again played well. Phillip Walker, 2 incompletions on 2nd and goal, 3rd and goal. And after David Hood had gone running for no gain on 1st down. So on 4th and goal from the 10, Justin Jones kicks a 27-yard field goal. But this game keeps going, and again, the defense forced that field goal attempt after giving up a couple of big plays earlier in that drive. So Army takes over at after a kickoff to the Army 3. Christian Drake actually ran that ball back 16 yards to 19. So Davidson ran on 1st down for 3, and Christian Drake ran for 21 yards to the Army 43, getting Army out from under the goalpost. Davidson took the next yard run for 8 yards and on 1st and 10. So that was the end of the third quarter, 14-13. Army took the lead in the quarter and, again, rushed for 94 yards in the quarter, had the ball for 8 minutes, and held Temple to just 28 yards rushing and 32 yards of offense. So to 60 yards of offense is pretty good. So looking at, let's go into the fourth quarter. We got exciting and noticeably quieter by the Temple faithful. They had a lot of students there. And they're banned, but all of a sudden they started getting quiet in this fourth quarter as Army started to really run and dominate possession of the football. So Army ran Davidson from the Temple 49, start of the fourth quarter. Davidson ran 2 carries for 3 and then for 8, getting a 1st down at the 46. Jordan Asbury ran for 4 yards to the Temple 34. And Darrell Wolfolk ran for 5 yards on 1st and 10 from the Temple 34. got it to the 29. Ahmad ran for two. Davidson ran for two. And keep playing the ball game. That was a third and three. Davidson ran for two, so he's short a yard. And so here's really one of those key moments that made a difference in the game. At fourth and one at the Temple 25, Mon Bradshaw takes the ball, runs 2 yards, and gets the first down. And then there was a penalty on Temple, so the ball's down to the 16. And Davidson runs for a yard to the 15, and Ahmad runs for three. And then a big play by the sophomore, Tyler Campbell, his second career touchdown, his first was against Navy, ran for 12 yards, beautiful pitch play running to the wide side, which was the near side towards where the Army's cadets were sitting watching the game with the band. And so he scores from 12 yards out. And that gives Army a 21-13 lead on a 14-play, 81 yards, took 6 minutes, 53 seconds. Mitchell Howard had the point after. And you know, a few minutes into the fourth quarter, and again, the Temple crowd really got quiet, especially after the next drive. Temple gets the ball back, and they basically do a three and out. They had an Armstead rush for four. And then Philip Walker was sacked by for a 7-yard loss by Alex Aukerman. Again, his second sack of the game. And Philip Walker had an incomplete pass to third. So they were forced to punt. And boy, and Army had a different putter in there. Alex Starrett went in and punted that one. And I went to ask the coach about that. His change in from Schrage, who had been really punting very well earlier in the game, in the preseason. Now, so again, it wasn't great, but did position. That's, of course, the punter for Temple. He punts down to 32 yards to their 38. So it's not as deep. So Army gets the ball back, a pretty good field position at 38, leading 21-13. And first down, Wolfolk runs for three, runs again for two. Set up third and five, Andy Davidson runs for three. So they don't convert on third down, fourth and two from the Temple 30. And, you know, this is, again, one of those moments. If they missed it, then Temple's going to say they got another chance to get back with a two-point conversion that they could tie the game up. So it's by no means over, but this is like one of those plays that really broke the back of the Owls. Davidson runs for two on that fourth and two from the 30, giving Army a first down at the 28. And then from there, Ahmad ran for four, and Army had a penalty, so they moved back. Army had two penalties in a row. Bryce Holland had a holding penalty. And then on a 5-yard penalty for holding brought the ball back to the Temple 39 and a first and 21. And but Army went to work, and Tyler Campbell ran for one. Andy Davidson ran for four. And Temple called timeout. And Tyler Campbell ran for four. Another Temple timeout. 3:43 left to go in the game. Time is running out. And Mitchell Howard gets a chance for a 47-yard field goal, but he misses it wide right. And it's still 21-13, about 3 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in the game. And so here we get a key point. Temple, after the missed field goal, takes over at their own 30. And on the first play, Walker is tackled for a loss of 4 yards to John Boyd. And Walker then on the next play, on second and 14, another key play of the game. I was standing in the tunnel. I couldn't really see the play because I was at field level just behind the end zone tunnel. I was waiting to go out. And on the near side of the field, the Army side of the field, Brinson was able to get an interception that really just made a huge difference. And Set got Army the ball back with just a couple of minutes left to play. The Army drives, they get the ball back with 3 minutes, 11 seconds to go. And they get the ball now on the Temple 36-yard line. And Andy Davidson runs for 19 yards to Temple, 17 first down. So you can see Temple was not ready on defense to stop this drive and give their offense one more shot. And Davidson ran for 17 yards for the Army touchdown. And Mitchell Howard kicks the extra points. Army's leading 28-13. The Army cadets of the game were very happy at this point. Temple gets the ball back with 2 minutes 21 seconds, trailing by 15 points. And Phil Walker gets the ball back on the 17, pass complete for 11. Then 3 straight on 1st and 10 at their own 28, 3 straight incomplete passes. And good play by the Army defense. And on 4th and 10 from the Temple 28, so for 16, he gets a first down. And back for Army on 1st and 10 at the Temple 44. A play that sealed the game pass. Philip Walker's pass intercepted by Mike Reynolds at the Temple 47. And that was returned to the 44. So Army gets the ball back with a minute 39, and they just did the victory formation for a couple of plays. And then shook hands with the Temple players and then went and sang their alma mater very happily. I think it's the first time at least in 15 years that they have won in that stadium after all those painful losses to Navy, where they always had to sing first. And then also at least the last two losses to Temple, which I attended and watched, you know, really where they were overmatched. Such a last game 3 years ago down there, and Coach Ellerson's final season coaching, the defense really couldn't handle Temple at all. But this one, final score, Army 28, Temple 13. And just looking at the fourth quarter, Army ran for 98 yards. Temple ran 3 times for a loss of 7, and they gained 27 yards passing. Army was able to handle it with 2 penalties, but just looking at some of the key statistics on the game. And again, call in if you would like, talk some Army football with us. Guest number is 347-826-7155. And we've got about another 26 minutes to go over Army football and some other games. Amazing how time goes by. But I'd love to hear from some Army fans. And again, Army in the fourth quarter, 98 yards. Offense, Temple just 20. And if we go over the box score for the entire game, final on offense, Army had 329 yards, ran the ball 67 times, 329 yards. Temple ran 28 for 83. So the Army defense held Temple under 100 yards. And what's really remarkable is on passing, Temple did have 168 yards passing. The Army outgained them on the day, 344 to 251. And Temple had 3 interceptions, which really, you can't win when you throw the ball. You have 3 interceptions. And again, you look at the Alex Aukerman play, see if they have the number. Yeah, Army had 4 sacks for a loss of 19 yards. Temple had 1. So Army was 7 of 14, Temple 3-9. And key stat, Army was 2 of 2 on fourth down attempts. And just looking over some of the stats on rushing for Army, Andy Davidson, 121 yards. Jordan Asbury, 53. Darrell Wolfolk, his first varsity game, 50 yards. Mod Bradshaw, 50. Tyler Campbell, 27. Christian Drake, 24. Drake had one the scrimmage where he had nearly 150 all-purpose yards. St. Hilaire, one of our favorites, got 6 yards. Carter ran twice for 3. And so the key on this is that Bradshaw didn't have to carry the ball all by himself. He had 16 carries, but Davidson had 22. Wolfolk had 12. And a variety of others had a bunch. So last year, it seemed that Ahmad ran the ball so many times. And frankly, in the option offense, when you had a young quarterback, and it was Ahmad's first season starting last year, you went in doubt, you run the ball yourself. We saw that with Trent Steelman. We've seen it with Angel Santiago, who we hope to have call in on one of our future shows, a good friend of the program. You know, in an option offense, and you either, one, give the ball to the fullback, but the second option is to run the ball yourself or to pitch to the trailing slot back, which is a tough play. So a lot of times the quarterback ends up running himself. What I think Army needed, I'm always wondering, I got to ask the coach on it, is why there's not another play to give the ball to a second halfback who would be in the backfield with the quarterback versus a slot back who's positioned at the far end of the formation. But, you know, good number of runners for Army. Bradshaw, just 11 yards passing. Carter, 4. So it's amazing to win a Division I football game with just 15 yards passing. You know, we used to say Army needed to be a little bit balanced, and we have this conversation with them every year, that you got to get maybe 100 yards of passing in a game to keep a defense honest. They only had 15 yards, and they won 28-13. But big day by the defense. Interceptions by Army: Marcus Hyatt, Mike Reynolds, Ken Brinson, and certainly fumbles. Ahmad had the one fumble where the ball is stripped, but it dropped straight to where he was being tackled. So he basically, when he got tackled, he just was able to fall on the ball. And a nice stat at the end of the page: Army won another Temple 0-1. 34,005 at the game. It's a little bit bigger. I would have thought it was more like about 20,000 to 25,000, but most of the lower deck was sold, and some people were sitting midfield in the second deck, which is a pretty good seat. So just looking at some of the starters for Army, got to give credit to Bryce Holland, starting center. We weren't sure if Bryce is going to start or if Josh Moylan would. Guard on the left side, Colby Engren at left tackle, Justin Gilbert at left guard. And on the right side, Mike Houghton, who came into the post game with us. I just saw a couple of plays where Mike was just dominating at that right guard spot. And coaches always say that in the optional offense, the guards really are the key blockers. Right tackle, Brett Toth, who we did an interview with. You can see that on West Point Football Report. And Davidson and Asbury and Campbell were the 3 starting backs. Wide receivers, Edgar Poe and Jeff Ejekum, 81 and 82. And we got to see them get the ball in the hands of Edgar Poe. Edgar could be, as far as I don't loan him out to the basketball team in the offseason, because he's one of those guys, he's tall, he can jump, and he's got very good hands. We saw it in the Navy game last year. On defense, Andrew McLean started at the strong, and it's listed as a strong linebacker. I'm going to have to see the coach. They noted Terrell Davis was the nose guard, and Ruska was the left hand along with John Voigt. So I have to see. That's a little bit different than we expected. Of course, Andrew King and Jeremy Timpf and Brinson, but Alex Aukerman was in for much of the day. I think they must like McLean and see that he can play a linebacker spot as well, because he's listed as one of the nose tackles on the team. But, you know, 6'4", 272, good size. But I have to see if they worked him in. But Army's got some depth. But the key is that this team of linebackers, Andrew King and Jeremy Timpf on the inside, Brinson, Aukerman on the outside, and McLean, if he plays there, I'll take a look at him. I've got to meet him. And on the defensive backfield, Brandon Jackson played so well. Ryan England, and Marcus Hyatt got a start and is playing more. Steve Johnson, who is one of their top defensive backs, has been out hurt. And so that's been an opportunity for Marcus. Marcus is one of our guys we really like. He's a sophomore now. And last year they had him returning kicks. And when you're number one and you're the kickoff return specialist, everybody knows who you are. They announce your name on the PA system. So he's this very nice young man from Georgia. So we did an interview last fall, and I said, Marcus, you know, how does it feel? You're a plea of a freshman, and everybody in the academy knows who you are. And he kind of smiled, and you know, in a very humble way, and said how much he's, you know, he's glad he came to West Point. And never easy freshman year. You never admit it's easy, because then you're going to say it, because they can find a way to make it more difficult for you. But he's a very, very nice young man. He's getting time. He had some good plays at the cornerback position. And then also Gibby Gibson played some safety. And but then Ryan England and Brandon Jackson. Brandon Jackson and Ken Brinson are always making plays. So that's it. That's kind of a rundown on the game. Kind of fun to go through it. It's certainly a good memory. We don't have a happy wrap-up all the time. But I would highly recommend that you go out to get your tickets to be at Mikey Stadium on Saturday, 12 noon kick against Rice, and see if Army can go 2-0. Rice had a tough week playing at Western Kentucky. And Army played a very even game with them last year down in Houston. Game played in a heavy rain. A tropical storm was coming in. We know about that this weekend. And it should be a good opportunity. Now, we've got a couple of early season, actually some spring interviews with a couple Army defensive players that are queued up. So why don't we hear a little bit from Army linebacker and co-captain Andrew King.
And this is Ken Kratzer. First day of Army spring football practice. I get a chance to talk with one of the juniors about to become a senior, Andrew King, from the great Army linebacker corps. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing well today. How are you, sir?
Great, great. Now, how is it for you at the start of the season? It looked like there was a lot of enthusiasm out on the practice field today, a lot of noise on your drills. How is it just to get back out on the field with your teammates?
Definitely great. You know, we're working really hard this offseason and to put it all together on the football field, you know, like all that strength and conditioning we've been doing, all the little drills and cabin practices. It's great to be out here and put all our effort to work.
Absolutely. And you're known as one of the best weightlifters on the team. And how do you approach strength and conditioning for yourself in the offseason?
You know, I was definitely tested in my teammates. They push me each and every rep on the squat rack. You know, we're doing cleans or whatever. You know, another great lifter, Aaron Kemper, you know, we really compete going after it back and forth. You know, that just helps everybody. That competition, no matter what we're doing, it helps us get better.
Absolutely. And you're part of a very strong Army linebacker corps this year. It's been the core. The defense was so much better last year. How do you approach just the season in developing the defense for the upcoming season?
You know, it's the details, the little things you can do better. You can see those little things added up last season. I think we were 8 possessions short of our record being flipped. So we're trying to change that by doing little things. We have great coaches, great coaching, great plays. You know, we have a great scheme. And we put that all together with the leadership of all the guys on the team, and we'll be great this year.
Absolutely. And how is it for you being becoming a senior? I know it's a little easier. You got a few more privileges here at the academy as a junior, but they ask you to be much more of a leader as you approach your senior year. How is taking on an increasing leadership role? How do you like that?
I feel like West Point prepares you very well. You know, you come in as a plebe, and you don't really have that much responsibilities, and then you get a little more as you continue. And I think the leadership training we do in the summer and throughout the year, and all the personal development classes we take, it really sets you up for success. You know, being a football player, it's only better because you're leading every day and every practice and every drill, and that just sets you up for success later on.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about how you're doing on the academic side. What's your major and what part of the Army would you, I guess it's time to start thinking about what part of the Army you might want to branch to.
Yes, sir. I'm a law major, and you know, I'm doing pretty well in school. Not that difficult. I like to, you know, make sure I handle everything, you know, down the hill, as coach says, and everything in the classroom, so I can come up here and compete and give my all. And I'm planning on going infantry this upcoming summer when we have to select. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's great. Andrew King, great to see you. You're from Queens, New York, where my wife is from, a local. What are the people back in Queens? I know you have a lot of them come up to the games. What do they say about being able to watch you play here at West Point?
You know, it's an honor to know that people are out there watching me. You know, I'm trying to set an example for, you know, the younger kids. You know, I have younger siblings. Try to set an example. You know, be a role model that people can look up to. You know, I'm trying to get better each day, you know, and that'll help everybody.
Absolutely. Andrew King, great to see you. Best wishes from all of us at the American Legion.
Thank you, sir.
Good to see you. It's Ken Kreitzer for Sons of the American Legion Radio at the U.S. Military Academy.
Okay, that was a talk we had with Andrew King earlier this year, and very, very impressive young man from Queens and son of a New York City police detective. National Football Foundation wrote a nice article about him, and you can find that if you go to West Point Football Report on Facebook. We have that article posted and had a lot of viewers on that. And then let's go over some of the other service academies. And Air Force played Abilene Christian on Saturday out of Colorado Springs, and won its first game of the year, 37-21. And Ronald Cleveland had caught a 62-yard TD pass in that game as Air Force won its 13th straight win at home. And Cleveland is a sophomore, had a 33-yard TD run in the second quarter. So Ronald Cleveland is one of those guys we're going to have to watch for on the Air Force Academy squad this year. And Air Force coach Troy Calhoun described him as a tremendous athlete, highly skilled. And their quarterback, again, is Nate Romine. We've seen enough of him over the years. And he had had a knee injury last year, and he had two touchdown passes as Air Force improved to 21-0 versus football championship subdivisions. So Air Force gets off to a good start on the season, and Air Force will host Georgia State on September 10th. Air Force beat the Panthers 48-34 2 years ago. And was a member of the Air Force Academy family that was remembered. That was former quarterback D. Dallas. They wore a helmet in his memory, a helmet decal that featured his initials and number 6. And the school stenciled DD on the 6-yard line at both ends of the field. Hold a moment of silence. Dallas died Monday morning in a car accident outside Atlanta. He was just 48 years old. And a technician at running the option offense, Dallas graduated as the Academy's career leading rusher. Condolences to the family of D. Dallas, one of the greats in Air Force Academy history. Sadly died in a car accident last week and remembered at the game. So Air Force has got Georgia State, and then things happening down at Annapolis. They were playing our friends from Fordham, and there was a new Navy quarterback, and I guess we've all been looking at how Navy would handle the graduation of Keenan Reynolds. And the starter, Tego Smith, expected to play. He certainly is a veteran backup for Navy. And he ran the ball 7 times to 30 yards early in a game which turned out to be a 52-16 win over Fordham. I guess Malcolm Perry is a freshman plebe and was not expected to play. He had been ill, and he played in the junior varsity game. It's a junior varsity at Navy that they don't have at West Point. I'll have to ask West Point about that. At times, the Army has had a JV team. That's right. But I have to ask the coaches about how that is working this year. It kind of works year to year about how they handle that. But when Tego Smith got hurt, a story going around college football, is that they sent for the freshman, Malcolm Perry, was sitting with the brigade in the stands to come down and get dressed, and he saw playing time in the second half. And Ken Neumatalolo, the Navy coach, said he thought he did really well for a guy that wasn't supposed to suit up. Perry had made his debut with 38 seconds left in the third quarter, and he put together a 90-yard drive in the fourth quarter that led to a field goal. He didn't throw a pass. Tego Smith served for 3 years as backup to record-setting quarterback Keenan Reynolds. So no word on how long Tego Smith is going to be out. We're going to have John Feinstein on our program tomorrow, calling in from lives in not far from there. And he off and on has been a broadcaster for Annapolis, and we'll have to see what the quarterback situation is at Annapolis, whether they may have to go with a freshman. I guess he's the next guy down the depth chart as. Army has a freshman who they like, Magoo, who has got a lot of time in the scrimmages. Looks not very big, but he looks a lot like Ahmad and got speed and has got. He was a prep school quarterback last year, and Malik Magoo, number 11. The offensive number 11, of course, Andrew King is 11 on defense in. From Johnson City, Tennessee, 5'8", 170 pounds, and he played at the prep school last year. And he's a number 3 for Army. And I think they're anxious, actually, to get him in a game to see what he can do because I think he's very good. He's going to give Chris Carter some competition in backing up Mod Bradshaw. Part of it is I think Chris Carter is the better thrower of the two. We saw that Ahmad only threw one time. They won for four, and they still won. We'll see how Navy does. Fordham plays at home next week against Elizabeth City State, and Navy will host Connecticut in their opener in the American Athletic Conference. Lots of speculation in college football about who's going to be joining the Big 12 and who might be leaving the conference. Such as Houston, who played so well against Oklahoma this week. Want to mention our friends down at the Maritime College got their season going, and Maritime had a dramatic comeback win on Saturday up in Maine against Maine Maritime, and the Privateers from the Bronx. Throgs Neck 35-28 in overtime at Ritchie Field in Maine, and Maritime was down by two touchdowns with 6:26 to go, 28-14. But they did a 61-yard drive, and then defense was able to get the ball back for them, and they did another 74-yard drive. And their quarterback is Thomas Wright of Wantagh, New York, as he threw a pass to Andrew Short from Covington, Louisiana, for a 28-yard touchdown to tie the game at 28. And our friend, the head coach there, Clayton Kent Combs, called the game a roller coaster. But it sounds like fun. They have their home opener on Friday night, which let's see if we can get to. They will take on Mass Maritime, their big rival, on Friday evening, Reinhardt Field in Throgs Neck, right underneath the Throgs Neck Bridge, literally. And that is a 7 o'clock kickoff. Should be fun. They always have a nice event down there at at the Maritime College, and their Friday night games are always fun. So just a quick review. We got a couple of minutes left. And we want to talk a little about some of the other games. Probably the reason nobody's calling is everybody's watching Notre Dame play Texas. So that's, the top 25. And then tomorrow there's a game. Ole Miss will be playing Florida State. And that's number 11 versus number 4 team, Florida State. Notre Dame is number 10. Texas was unranked. And then some of the other games, some games coming up. Louisville defeated Charlotte 70-14. It sounds like a basketball score, at least on Louisville's side. And Tennessee defeated Appalachian State, although it was close, 20-13. Tennessee's coming in number 9. Michigan State, 28-13 over Furman. Michigan State's number 12. Baylor Bears, 55-7 over Northwestern State. And Kansas State lost to Stanford, number 8, 26-13. Michigan, number 7, over Hawaii. Boy, that game looked like a mismatch. Hawaii really didn't look like they were ready for that game. They've had some challenges in that program. Program that played a major bowl game not that long ago, 5-6 years ago. They were, I think it was in the Cotton Bowl. But they've had coaching changes and some concerns about the future of the program. Lots of costs to travel across the country from Hawaii to the mainland with the team 4 or 5 times a year. And so 63-3, so Michigan gets off there, number 7 in the country. Ohio State, who Army will see early next year out at the Big Horseshoe, number 6, they took care of Bowling Green, 77-10. And really the shocker of the day, Oklahoma, number 3, as Lou Holtz said, overrated, lost 33-23 to Houston. We saw in that game a 53-yard field goal attempt was run back for a touchdown by Houston, who very well could be invited into the Big 12 on this coming growth of that conference to 12 or 14 teams. Our friends at Rutgers had a tough time out of Washington in Seattle. Beautiful place, but they lost 48-13. Washington's 14th ranked. And Iowa, number 17, over Miami of Ohio, 45-21. So the Mid-America Conference teams really didn't have a good day playing Power 5 conference teams. Oklahoma State, 61-7 over Southeastern Louisiana. And who else? We had Wisconsin win over LSU. And Oregon defeated UC Davis, 53-28. And North Carolina lost to Georgia. Carolina, 22nd ranked, Georgia 18, 33-24. Big win by the Bulldogs. And a couple others. Florida defeated Massachusetts, 4-7. And Alabama defeated Southern Cal. This is really a shocker that it was this big a blowout win for Alabama, 52-6. Southern California's really got some problems in their football program. TCU over South Dakota State, 59-41. And Clemson defeated Auburn, 19-13. So that'll wrap things up. We'll be on WVOX on Monday from 2 to 3. We'll have some football talk. We'll hear from John Feinstein, the best sports writer in the country. And then we'll all look forward. Look at our page, West Point Football Report, on Facebook and our Twitter, at Suns Legion Radio, for more of our video and features and news about the Army Black Knights as they go to be 2-0 on Saturday, hosting Rice, and that should be the place to be. Mikey Stadium on Saturday, opening home game of the season. For Sons of the American Legion Radio, thank you for listening. This is Ken Kratzer.